You're listening to SBS News.
More coronavirus restrictions have been eased in Queensland and South Australia in time for holiday celebrations. South Australians are now able to have up to 50 people gather at their home and order a drink while standing at the pub. Weddings, funerals and private licensed functions are allowed with 200 guests, while gyms and cinemas have also had their capacity boosted. A public health order for South Australia has also been repealed with border restrictions no longer in place. And dance floors have returned to all Queensland venues, including pubs, clubs and nightclubs, provided dancers abide by the 2 square metre rule. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says people would need to use common sense.
Dance with other people as you would normally, but don't dance in a whole group. Not those mosh pits where you've got 100 people all squashed up together, that my daughter told me about, and you don't know anyone and you're not dancing with those 100 people.
New South Wales has announced more people will be able to visit loved ones in aged care facilities this Christmas after the 2-visitor rule was removed from December the 15th. New South Wales Health says there will now be no limit on the number of people allowed to visit each resident. Under the changes, performers like choirs and musicians will also be able to visit aged care facilities for the first time since March. Despite the low case numbers in the state, Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health is still urging people to get tested if they have symptoms.
With restrictions eased, borders having reopened and Christmas less than 2 weeks away, it's important we remain vigilant. Please come forward for testing immediately, even if you have only mild symptoms. Don't wait to see if your runny nose or sore throat goes away.
The Queensland Government has opened its borders to New Zealand. Queensland now joins every Australian jurisdiction except Western Australia in allowing travellers from New Zealand without quarantine. It comes as New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declares her government will form a travel bubble with Australia in the first part of next year if the coronavirus situation remains stable. Travel across the Tasman is likely to be possible by the end of March 2021 as the government takes steps to prepare for a reopening of New Zealand. Ms Ardern says the agreement has been reached in principle, but it still needs final approval from Australia.
It is our intention to name a date for the commencement of trans-Tasman quarantine-free travel in the new year once remaining details are locked down. But I think for now, New Zealanders by and large appreciate the approach of the government to ensure that we are not taking on unnecessary risk as we're going into summer.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she won't increase her state's limit on international arrivals until at least next year. The announcement was made last week after the Prime Minister and state and territory leaders met for the National Cabinet. New South Wales currently accepts 3,000 return travellers each week who go into mandatory hotel quarantine for 2 weeks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more than 38,000 Australians overseas want to return home. Ms Berejiklian says she'll review the decision in 2021.
I'm not happy to see the quarantine system move outside of the hotels at this stage. I think that would be too high a risk. That's just New South Wales. I know other states do have other arrangements. And so for that reason, the cap of 3,000 is not going to change in New South Wales.
And federal, state and territory leaders agreed to allow seasonal workers from the Pacific region into Australia. Restrictions on international arrivals mean many farms across the country don't have enough workers to pick their crops. Under the Seasonal Worker Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme, jurisdictions will be required to inform the Commonwealth of their COVID-19 protocols for their workers before they're granted visas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says seasonal workers are vital for Australia's economy.
Each of the states and territories are confronted with different circumstances on the ground and different capabilities and capacities. In Queensland, for example, there's been a very, very successful on-farm quarantine for seasonal workers program that has been underway and has really been supporting the Queensland agricultural sector and the primary producers. But now we want to ensure that we can move to other arrangements in states and territories where that need is critical.
An upper house inquiry into Victoria's contact tracing system has has found it was overwhelmed during the second wave of coronavirus infections. The report shows the health system wasn't able to cope during parts of the COVID-19 pandemic, and contact tracing staff had to manually enter information. Reason Party MP Fiona Patten, who headed the inquiry, says changes needed within the health department and doctors weren't involved enough in the system.
And that's actually one of the recommendations of the report, is that we continue in working with GPs to ensure that they are part of the system and to ensure that we're actually getting advice from the GPs, because they are on, as I say, they are on the ground and they understand their communities.
Trials for an Australian COVID-19 vaccine were abandoned last week by University of Queensland researchers. The vaccine had shown promising results in early trials but won't proceed to the next stage after some participants returned false positive results for HIV. Meanwhile, Australia's health minister says early assessment for Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines against COVID-19 will be complete by the end of January, ahead of a rollout in March next year. Minister Greg Hunt says the results for AstraZeneca are positive as the dosage sizes and timing are examined.
With what's occurring overseas, we will have the best information, we think, in the world to keep Australians safe, but to make sure that we're moving quickly.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.